It is 6:45. You're with Nikolai and Stacey for breakfast. And also joining us this morning is South Australia's very own David Attenborough. That's what we like to call him, Nick Bishop. He's an animal behaviour and creative program manager at Adelaide Zoo. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Nikolai and Stacey. How are you today?
We're doing well, but we're very keen to hear a little bit more about the hidden treasure you've brought to us today.
It's a hidden treasure that I've been alerted to by one of my other nature nerds, one of South Australia's finest sleuths of all things splendiferous in the nature zone, Craig Wilkins of Conservation SA. I was chatting with him recently. We were talking about hidden gems, and he said, you know what? One of the most amazing hidden gems out there is a character called Fred O'Malley. And here I was, you know, imagining some kind of rustic bush dude out there doing extraordinary nature work. Mm. And it turns out, well, it is a rustic bush dude, but it's a tree, not a human animal. The 2022 winner of the Tree of the Year competition that's held here in South Australia is actually a mallee tree called Fred O'Malley. And this tree is found near Swan Reach Conservation Park. It's on private property. And it's apparently the largest mallee tree in South Australia, okay, which means that it's 19 metres in height and it's got a canopy spread of about 29 metres. And get this, it's estimated to be about 2,000 years old.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's remarkable.
Isn't it remarkable, too, in a world where so much of the talking we do about trees is focused on the grandeur of ancient rainforests, for example. But we have in our own backyard here in South Australia hidden gems like Fred O'Malley that's standing there and has witnessed an extraordinary amount of change in the world's history over the last 2,000 years, just out there in its own corner of South Australia's beautiful mallee woodland, doing its own thing,
so
providing
Nick,
homes for animals. Amazing.
If it's on private property, can you see it?
When I was doing some research about it, I'm not sure about that, but I would think that this Fred O'Malley is going to become something of a botanical celebrity.
Mm.
Apparently, he's full of extraordinary nesting opportunities, and the galahs regularly tend areas around his tree hollows where they take off little areas of the bark to make the branches smoother so snakes are less able to gain access to the tree hollows. He's quite the character. But also, what he does is highlight for us some of the issues closer to home, perhaps in our streetscapes in our own backyards, because at the moment, South Australia, Adelaide, CBD and surrounding areas is losing tree cover at the rate of about 75,000 tree units per year due to changes in landscape management and urban infill. And so I think his presence kind of spreads his canopy of reasoning and understanding for us over a broader issue about what kind of trees we need to be looking at valuing in our own urban landscape as well. So he does prompt a sort of broader conversation. Botanic gardens and parks are the only venues for significant trees, and the value that they bring to landscape is extraordinary. For instance, for us, great trees in our streetscapes can reduce the heat of our streets by about 5 to 6% on a hot summer's day. So they're a vital part of our cooling systems.
How important are they for biodiversity for animals?
They're essential. A good tree is basically its own city for a variety of life. And you've got everything from the essential invertebrates, which underpin the whole ecosystem balance of life on Earth, right up to creatures like our fruit bats and our possums that use those spaces. And if we've got issues with animals wanting to use our own dwellings for bolt holes and hideaways, it's so often the case that those resources are in shorter supply in our urban trees. But for me, being a bird geek, thinking about the diversity of birds that use our trees. It's just mind-blowing to consider that. And for example, let's look at the green space that is our very own Adelaide Zoo, a shimmering green gem of botanical splendour right in the heart of the city. Recently, we've had the eastern spinebills, an exquisite rusty and umber-coloured honeyeater, come down along the torrents from the hills to colonise some grevilleas that stand just outside our animal health centre. And they do that every winter, and I listen for their calls at about this time of year. And so by maintaining diversity, by maintaining cover, we're able to support the altitudinal movements of that species down along the riverine systems of the Adelaide Plains so that they can continue to forage, they can continue to be vectors for spreading pollen, for keeping the whole engine of this amazing green machine running in our lives.
It is 9 to 7 on ABC Radio Adelaide. Nicolai and Stacey with you. Also with you, Nick Bishop, Animal Behaviour and Creative Program Manager at the Adelaide Zoo. And we've been talking about Fred O'Malley this morning, 2,000 years old as a tree. Nick Bishop, I mean, it's remarkable too that a tree can survive that long through what must have been so many droughts, floods, fires, everything in between.
It's an excellent point you make. And I think that when we look at those examples in the botanical world, to me, they're a silent sentinel and a great encourager for us to also adopt philosophically a mindset of resilience and endurance about the sorts of changes that we may face in our own lifetimes as well. A tree like that is a reminder to all of us that there's all kinds of adaptations that we can take, that we can make in response to environment. And if you go off the Greek proverb, a society grows great when old people plant trees in whose shade they know they will never see it. They remind us about that long-term commitment that we have to keeping this world functioning well into the future. And maybe not just for the generation we're in right now, this slice of time that we enjoy in this abundant and generous space we call Adelaide. But think about what that space is going to look like in 100 years' time.
Beautifully said, Nick Bishop. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure. Get out there and plant a tree today.